reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 22, Text Number 29. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nimite Shati Shavatra Jaladam Api Purushaha Atmanas Cha Parashyapi Vidam Pashati Nanyada Nimiti Sati Savatra Jaladavapi Purushaha Atmanascha Parashyapi Viham Pashati Nanyada Nimiti Sati Savatra Jaladavapi Purushaha Atmanascha Parashyapi Idam Pashati Nanyada Niyamiti Sati Savatra Jaladavapi Purushaha Atmanascha Parashyapi Idam Pashati Nanyada Nimitti, on account of causes, sati, being, sarvatra, everywhere, jala adu api, water and other reflecting media, purushaha, the person, atmanaha, oneself, cha, and parasya api, another's self, vidam, differentiation, pashati, sees, na anyada, there is no other reason. Translation in purple by His Divine Grace, the Vaisaranada Vinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Only because of different causes does a person see a difference between himself and others? Just as one sees a reflection of a body appearing differently manifested on water, on oil, or in a mirror. Please repeat. Only because of different causes does a person see a difference between himself and others. Just as one sees a reflection of a body appearing differently, manifested on water, on oil, or in the mirror. The spirit soul is one, the supreme personality of Godhead. He is manifested in Swamsha and Bibhimamsha expansions, the jivas, Abhibhimamsha expansions. The different incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are Swamsha expansions. Thus, there are different potencies of the Supreme Lord, and there are different expansions of the different potencies. In this way, for different reasons, there are different expansions of the same one principle, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This understanding is real knowledge, but when the living entity is covered by the upadi, or designated body, he sees differences, exactly as one sees differences in a reflection of oneself on water, on oil, or in a mirror. When something is reflected on the water, it appears to be moving. When it is reflected on ice, it appears fixed. When it is reflected on oil, it appears hazy. The subject is one, but under the different conditions, it appears differently. When the qualifying factor is taken away, the whole appears to be one. In other words, when one comes to the Paramahamsa, a perfectional stage of life, by practicing bhakti yoga, he sees only Krishna everywhere. For him, there is no other objective. In conclusion, due to different causes, the living entity is visible in different forms as an animal, human being, demigod, tree, etc. Actually, every living entity is the marginal potency of the Supreme Lord. In Bhagavad Gita 5.18, therefore, it is explained that one who actually sees the spirit soul does not distinguish between the learned brahmana, a dog, an elephant, or a cow. Panditaha samadarshina. One who is actually learned sees only the living entity, not the outward covering. Differentiation is therefore the result of different karma or fruitive activities. When we stop fruitive activities, turning them into the acts of devotion, we can understand that we are not different from anyone else, regardless of the form. This is only possible in Krishna consciousness. In this movement, there are many different races of men from all parts of the world participating. But because they think themselves as servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they do not differentiate between black and white, yellow and red. The Krishna consciousness movement is therefore the only means to make the living entities free from all designations. Om Agyan Miranda Sukyanandanan Chalakayata Churam Ritandina Tasmaya Shri. Jai Shri Krishna Jaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Karapa Shivasha Gaur Bhakta Penda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Translation. Only because of different causes does a person see a difference between himself and others. Just as one sees a reflection of a body appearing differently manifested on water, on oil, or in a mirror. (Clears throat) The spirit soul is one, the supreme personality of Godhead. So, Prabhupada is pointing out in the purport, the spirit soul is one, that is the supreme person of Godhead. He's manifested in so many different features, Shamsa, Bibhangamsa, the separated parts of Krishna, and all of their different potencies. Potencies also have more potencies. There's unlimited diversions, displays, expansions of that one same spirit soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Balaram, Shankarshan, the Chakravyuha, again the Chakravyuha, Pradyumna Niruddha, Vasudev, Shankarshan, the Mahavishnu, Gavadakshaya Vishnu, Kiradakshaya Vishnu, all expanding in their different energies, different expansions of the Lord for a purpose, but they're all the one same person. Then they expand the material energies and the different features of the material world. The Ankara, this is Ankara, false ego is a dictation of Shankarshan. Aniruddha expands from him the mind, from Pradyumna the intelligence, from Vasudeva his pure ego, pure consciousness. And then mixed with those also with the three modes of material nature, then it produces the sound and all the ingredients needed for a creation. But everything is originally coming from that one source, Aham Savasya Prabhavo. Krishna says, everything comes from me. So actually everything is spirit from Krishna's angle of vision. Here's pointing out, we only see differences due to the bodily covering or the outward designation. So that is the main feature of this material world. This is the nature of this material world. This is Maya's domain, and her business is to make us very much conscious of the external feature of this world. That's her business, and she's doing a damn good job. We're all very much conscious of this. But what we're supposed to be conscious of, we're asleep to. It's something that's not changing, that's ever present. But we're asleep to that. We're seeing the changing things. But we are actually unchanging ourselves. We can't even see ourselves. Appreciate ourselves, but we can appreciate so many other things. We can appreciate the body and all the senses and the subtle body that we're working with all the time, 24 hours a day. We don't have a problem relating to that. But when we try to relate to the soul, it becomes a little bit mysterious. It's what I am. It's my very own existence. But it seems very, very far away. Some look upon him as amazing. Some speak of him as amazing, some hear of him as amazing, but those, even after hearing all about him, they can't understand him at all. So we're hearing every day practically that we are the spirit soul, but even after hearing about it, we hardly anyone understands him at all. So this is the subtle nature. So how expertly Krishna is manifesting everything here, but he's waiting for us to turn to him and surrender to him, then the whole curtain is lifted up very easily. Then reality is revealed, and it's much more real than the reality we're experiencing now. It's feeling. Everything is feeling then. Here is dead matter. We're trying to create something, some relationships. But there everything is some with feeling. It's spirit, because it's alive. So here Prabhupada is pointing out the example given in the Bible also. You can see a reflection of yourself on a mirror, on the water, or in oil. They all look different. The mirror is very clear, you get a clear conception. The see how beautiful I am in the mirror. But when I look in the oil, then it's kind of a hazy, not so clear. Or looking on the other one. On the water, it appears to be moving. You see the moon, especially the moon you see, or the sun reflected on the ocean or on the moon. It appears to be moving. So different perceptions that we have according to the elements we're dealing with, the expanded elements we're dealing with. But they're all Krishna's elements. They're all coming from Krishna. And somehow or another we're using them in different ways according to our consciousness. So Prabhupada says, when the qualifying factor is taken away, the whole appears to be one. In other words, when one comes to the Paramahamsa perfection of life by practicing bhakti yoga, he sees only Krishna everywhere. And for him, there's no other objective. So now we're seeing everything but Krishna, and as we can see through his energies. But there comes that stage where we see nothing but Krishna and nothing else. Paramahamsa stage, the gopis, they see a black tamala tree, it's Krishna. They see black in front of Krishna. They embrace the tree. And the friends are laughing at them, embracing the tamala tree. But they're seeing like that. Prabhupada, in the purple, Prabhupada says, it's not exactly they don't see the tree, but they see Krishna. So they see Krishna behind these energies that have been explained throughout these verses. But when we understand everything is the energy of Krishna, then we don't so much see the energy, but we see the source of the energy. This is perfectional state. So this takes some affection. We have to have affection for Krishna. Otherwise, how are you going to see? We have attraction to this material world. There is affection there. We're looking for affection. We're creating affection. So therefore, it all becomes real for us. Everything becomes real. But when there's actually affection for Krishna, then he becomes real, he becomes manifested. Now the matter is superimposed on spirit. When you have affection for Krishna or spirit, then you'll see that the spirit is superimposed on the matter. That becomes prominent. That becomes everything. So, Prabhupada says that when we stop the fruitive activities, turn our fruitive activities into acts of devotion, devotional service, then we can actually understand we're non-different from anyone else, regardless of the form. This is possible only in Krishna consciousness. So it's a fact, we are all one, we are all the same. For one who has a transcendental vision, he sees everyone as the same spirit soul. So it's a fact that this is the oneness. We are all one. So Prabhupada said this is only possible in Krishna consciousness because we have to learn how to see the spirit, see the spirit, the spirit soul as being the energy of Krishna. Materialist vision, in the beginning we have a vision of that we see the material energy as for my enjoyment. So this is for my, I see the world for my enjoyment. Then when we get more advanced, we see it as Maya. So I should stay aloof from it because it's Maya. The same energy, first I wanted to enjoy it, then I should stay aloof, it's binding me up. Then you see it as the energy of Krishna. It's Maya, but it's Krishna's energy. So then, and then after that, you actually see Krishna. It's like the topmost devotees, they see Krishna. So different levels of our consciousness, how we view the world. We view this energy with a view to enjoy it, with a view to get out of it, with a view to see Krishna as Krishna's energy, and then actually seeing Krishna. That's Premanjana Tudita Bhakti Vilochani. So that's the actual beginning of spiritual life. We've actually contacting spirit there. And then you see everything as one. Brahma, see the elephant, the dog, the dog eater, all as one. Possible only in Krishna consciousness. This is brotherhood of man. That was at Francis of Assisi. He used to see brother tree, brother bird, brother. Prabhupada said, very good, this is really Krishna consciousness. Someone explained, this is really Krishna consciousness, very good. Brother tree, brother animal. But why you are killing brother? Why you are killing animals? You're saying brother tree, brother. This is very Krishna conscious, he said. But you have that vision, but what can you actually do about it? You can see everything as spirit soul, but unless the other living entities relate as spirit soul, then what can you do? So this is the world we're living. In the spiritual world, everybody relates on the spiritual platform, so there's complete harmony. In the material world, there's disharmony. So even when you become self-realized and you see the spirit, there's not much you can do about it in terms of relationship with someone. We go out and all the birds fly away whenever we come there, but you know, your brother spirit, brother, why don't you come close? Why? But they would do if they were self-realized, but they're not, unfortunately. So there's no real harmony in this material world. Even when you're self-realized, there's no harmony in the material world because no one else is self-realized. Matter is so prominent. But the spiritual world is where it all works. Everything is awake there and alive, and there's no enmity, there's no fighting, there's no killing, there's no. It's all in one harmonious agreement in satisfaction of Radha and Krishna. This is the attitude of the living entities, everything in the spiritual world. So. So at least we're trying to get to the point of seeing Krishna everywhere, seeing spirit everywhere, understanding ourselves. This is the very beginning of a spiritual life. This is the Sambandha aspect. This is practically all Sambandha again so far. The Kumaras are speaking to Parikshit. To Prithu Maharaj, Sambandha Gyan. He's all telling him now his situation in the material world, how he's not this body, how to see the spiritual aspect of the material world. So this is Sambandha. Shanat Kumar, he's generally, he always speaks. When you ever read the description of the Kumaras, and Sanat Kumar was selected as the speaker, and the others were the hearing. So he's a very prominent personality because he's actually this Sambandha Acharya in the aspect of that he's a partial expansion of Sanatana Goswami. An eternal associate of Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world. So he's given this Sambandha, and we see that Sanatana Goswami is a Sambandha Acharya. He's Madan Mohan Didi, is the deity of Sambandha for establishing relationship with. So this is necessary, this is progression, Sambandha Abhideya and Parojana, that First, we have to establish relationship with spirit. So this is what Sanat Kumar is speaking here. He's bringing Prithu Maharaj out of the modes of material nature. This is the business of the Shiksha Gurus. They're acting as Shiksha Gurus. The Kumaras have appeared, and they're instructing Maharaj. So they're Shiksha. So what they're doing, they're bringing him out of the three modes of material nature. This is the business. Wherever they go, genuinely see it's the same aspect. They're giving transcendental knowledge to rise the people out of the modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance to the transcendental plane. So see, real knowledge is given by these different acharyas. To bring us out of the material energies, out of the material nature, establish us in spiritual consciousness. So that's the beginning of spiritual life. Aham Brahmasmi. I am understanding I am spirit, seeing spirit, feeling spirit. Everywhere. And so spiritual life begins at this point. We have to have a connection with spiritual life, with spirit. Otherwise, where is the sambandha? Just like Prabhupada translates in Chaitanya that verse when Krishnadas Kaviraj is quoting how Madan Mohan is my only life and soul, he is my... I am lame and ill-advised, but the all-merciful Madan Mohan is... pick me up, he is my Lord and my life. So Prabhupada translates that word lame. Pango means pango. He's lame. Prabhupada says lame means, what generally it means, you can't walk. Your legs. So he said lame means you're spiritually lame. So Krishna says, Kaviraj, I am spiritually lame. I cannot walk. I cannot move. I don't know what is spirit. So if I don't know what, if I'm lame, I don't know what my spiritual legs are. How can I move spiritually? But first he's praying to Madan Mohan. Please give me some spiritual legs, I can move. If I don't know who I am, how do I know what my legs are? So we're asking for this. We're praying to Madan Mohan. Please give us that sambandha, that connection with spirit. Then things will start happening. When I understand who I am, then I can understand how everything else is happening. If I don't understand who I am, then everything is based on ignorance. So therefore, we have to oblige to follow all the teachings of the acharyas. This is our only knowledge. Otherwise, for our own understanding, everything is based on ignorance. That's why mental speculators, scientists, and everyone else, the knowledge is so imperfect. Because it's all based on ignorance. They don't know who they are, and yet they're coming up with some kind of ideas on a material conception, based on a material bodily conception of life. So this is for everyone. So whatever we do actually is based on ignorance. What are we doing in the material world? Everyone is searching for happiness, but it's based on ignorance. So we have to have these acharyas and the commentaries and understand their teachings. And rise above all this misconception. Then the spiritual life can begin when you understand what I am. Then spirit. Then you have contact. You have these sambandhas established. You're appreciating spirit. You're feeling spirit. It's more of a feeling. The Pandita Darshana, he's also seeing, but in the beginning of the feeling, he feels the presence of the Lord in the heart of the dog, the cow, the animal, and in his own heart. So therefore he makes no distinction. The idea is that here is talking. Oneness. He's saying that I'm seeing one person, so here is I can feel the Lord in his heart because I can feel him in my own heart. And I can feel him in others' hearts. And also the presence of the Jiva. So it's a feeling, he's there. So when I see someone, I have this feeling, I'm feeling my greatest friend. Because he is our greatest friend. Suridam Sarva Bhutanam, Krishna says. I'm sitting in the heart of the greatest friend. So that's a realization. When you realize him, that realization naturally comes. He is my greatest friend. So I'm seeing someone, my greatest friend is sitting in his heart next to me. And he's his best friend. Because he's my best friend also. So any friend of my friend, he must be my friend also. He's the friend of my best friend. He's the best friend of everyone. So with this understanding, immediately, there's a bondage of friendship. Due to the presence of the Lord, you're perceiving in someone's heart. And if he's your friend also, then automatically we are friends. We haven't met practically. But because of that feeling of the Lord and the soul in the heart, and that feeling of friendship there, then automatically we're friendship. So they're talking about brotherhood of man. Prabhupada said this is Krishna consciousness is the only way to achieve this. Brotherhood of man, universal brotherhood. They're talking about it, they're trying to do it on a material platform. So how can you do that? Universal love. How can you do that? How can you love anyone in the universe? You can love one or two people. You've got a few family members. It's not possible to love everyone. So what they're talking about, universal love and brotherhood of man based on bodily conception, it's impossible. But it's automatic with Krishna consciousness. You don't have to have an introduction. The moment you meet them, just feeling the presence of the Lord, and they're immediately we're friends because we both have the same best friend. So immediately we're. So that's the vision. They're feeling. So then you can talk of brotherhood of man. Then it works. But simply by trying to make something a nice situation, and we're all gonna be happily live out happily ever afterwards, and brotherhood of man and things like that. It's just not gonna work. So. Krishna consciousness is the only process to, really awaken us from this. to this nature, this eternal nature, some bond must be established. We must establish relationship with spirit. Then everything will start taking off. More or less it's after anatta nivritti. After anatta nivritti means all the dirty things have gone from your heart. Then automatically the self will be understood. But the self is there, we're existing eternally anyway in the heart. It's the only problem, it's covered. So you remove the coverings, it's automatically manifested. So that feeling of spirit automatically becomes manifested. So cetodarpanamajanam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement begins at this point. You first clean the heart. That's the beginning of Mahaprabhu's teachings. Shikshastika, cetodarpanamajanam. First clean your heart. Then everything else is explaining the spiritual aspect. But until we clean the heart, it's not going to happen. You're not going to get that spiritual feeling. So all the different practical processes of yoga, they're bringing us to this point of cleansing the heart so you can see what's there actually. Yeah, ambramasmi for the jnanis. And then much more for the devotees. But that's just the beginning. Understanding spiritual existence. Brahma, Buddha, Prashanatma. It's all the same thing. Cheto, Dharpana, Majana. Hum, Brahmashmi. So, the first established relationship is spirit. I just read a really nice thing from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Disappearance day a few days ago. And this was, it was from The Harmonist, his newspaper he was circulating. But it's talking about Sambandaran is talking about relationship with Dham. So we're all residents of the Dham, most of us here. So it's a listen very carefully. It's very deep. As he is a so he's talking about Sri Mayapodam. The preaching of Sri Dham in the present time is the outcome of the efforts of that great soul, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who engaged us in the simultaneous service of the holy name, the abode, and the desire of Krishna. We wish and pray that his teachings and ideal may encourage all of us to the service of the Sri Dham. Because the service of the Sri Dham will lead us, as a matter of course, to the service of the holy name and the holy desire of Krishna. Relation with the worldly abode and hankering after ordinary worldly life soon ceases for one who realizes his relationship with Sri Dham. Relationship with Sri Dham being established, the means of the service of the holy name soon brings one to the goal of the service of Krishna's desire. And this is the only object of life. So, very deep statement. This was just one small particle. But here, you see in this, he's mentioned Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana three times in this little short paragraphs he's written. So he's saying how it's by the influence of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's revealed the Dharma and the glories of the Dharma to the world. And he's given us his engagements in service to the Dham. They engage us in the simultaneous service of the holy name, the abode, and the desire of Krishna. Because the service of Sri Dham will lead us, as a matter of course, to the service of the holy name. By serving the Dham, he's saying, it will lead you to pure service of the holy name. As a matter of course. And that will lead us to the holy desire of Krishna. So that's the prayojana. The holy name is the Abhideya. As a matter of course, service to the Dham is the sambandha. We establish a relationship with Mayapur, and that will lead us to the service to the holy name. That is the means, that is the prayojana. It's the means of deliverance in the age of Kali, the holy name. And what will the holy name reveal? What will it be as a process? It will reveal the desire of the Lord. That is the prayer, that is the goal. We want to satisfy the desire of Krishna. And as stated in the last time he mentions it, relationship with Sri Dham being established, the means of service of the holy name, soon brings one to the goal of the service of Krishna's desire. This is the only object of our life. So it's... First we establish relationship with Dham, and the means is chanting Hare Krishna. That is the Abhideya, the process for chanting Hare Krishna, and the goal, the objective goal, is the satisfaction of Krishna's desire. So that is our only object, he says here, is to satisfy Krishna's desire. So, very condensed and very absolute, these statements. If we understand why our existence, why we are existing, What is the purpose of our existence? Bahusham, Krishna. God is one and he becomes many. So we are the many because he has become many. The next question is, why does he become many? And the answer is for his pleasure. God's business is pleasure. He wants, and pleasure comes from relationship. So our existence, that our very existence is for expanding Krishna's pleasure. So here, the goal is service of Krishna's desire. That's our only goal in life. So whatever Krishna desires, that we will try to manifest. So that is our the very purpose of our existence, to expand Krishna's pleasure. So when we know the goal and we act in for this, then that's the final objective of life, the prayojana, or the goal of life. So we, of course, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is speaking on a very absolute platform here, but it should be known he's speaking. This is Sambandha Gyan. Why he's speaking like this is to bring us out, understand, always keep in mind what is the goal, real goal of life, otherwise we become bewildered. The material consciousness is that it's for my pleasure. Everything is created for my pleasure. It's completely the opposite. And Maya's business is to help us to understand that, keep us in this consciousness. So the four Kumaras and all the great saints and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, this is their business. They're always bringing us into the truth, into the light, real light, that we don't become too bewildered. That was it. Actually, the day before Shloka was the same thing, even in the translation. It says, where the soul exists for sense gratification, he creates different desires, and for that reason he becomes subjected to designations. But when one is in the transcendental position, he is no longer interested in anything except fulfilling the desires of the Lord. So this is the purpose of our existence, to fulfill the desire of the Lord. So when here the Sanatana Kumara is saying that when you have that desire, you have no interest in anything else. So especially when you're getting a taste from that, a spiritual taste, then you have no interest whatsoever. You lose all taste in dull material energy. So this is, in this verse, he's actually giving the prayojana. They have no other interest except in fulfilling the desires of the Lord. And this is why we are existing. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srinath Kumar ki, Sri Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gopemanandi. Thank you very much. Any comment? Question? Yes? Oh, should we try to see Krishna in our hearts, or should we let it come as a gradual realization? Yes? For both. But both should go on. It's natural. If you love someone, you want to see them. So as our Krishna consciousness develops, we want to see them. But it should come automatically. It should come. It's only because it takes us a long time that just like Mahaprabhu, he set the ideal example, become as the Bhakta avatar. So he wasn't really interested in Krishna consciousness in the beginning of his life. He was just kind of playing around. He was doing his scholarship pastimes for some reason or another. But then he became serious about spiritual life and he took initiation from Ishvara Puri. He went to Gaya, he took initiation, but he was serious and he's a bhakta. Now he's playing as the bhakta. But he took it, it became more serious at that time. He made his spiritual mind, he got initiation and immediately started showing transcendental ecstasies. The tears were coming from his eyes. And immediately, upon receiving the holy name and from the guru and chanting the holy name, and he told later on, I become mad by chanting. What mantra you have given me, guru, you've made me mad. But immediately upon receiving that and putting it into practice, he started to experience ecstasy because of his sincerity. So it's immediate. Krishna consciousness is immediate. If you are really sincere, it'll happen immediately. So then Mahaprabhu, from there he went to Kanainath Shala. And there he saw Krishna there. He was telling the devotees, I saw Krishna and he was, come on, he was calling me, come on. And he disappeared. Where is that Krishna? Where is he? No, he's gone. So, nama, realization first, nama. You've realized Krishna's God's presence. That's what we're talking about. The holy name revealed that. He revealed God's presence. Then rupa, the form of Krishna was seen by Chaitanya. And later on, he was discussing the qualities. Later on, he was in the leela even. Why did you wake me up? I was in trance. I was with the gopis, we were picking flowers, offering to Radha Madhava. Why did you wait for me, bring me back? Nama guna rupa leela, it's all manifested one after another. And it happened all very quickly for Mahaprabhu because of his sincerity. Not because he was God, but he was playing as a bhakta, but he played in such perfection that it happened very quickly for him. This was his... Bhavananda Prabhu asked Srila Prabhupada, how can Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say Chanada Bhishma Jitoro Bhishma? How can he say I'm lower than a sore in the street? He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We can say that. But how can Mahaprabhu say that? He's the source of all the... And Prabhupada said he could say that because he understood that he was 1/10,000 size, the tip of a hair in size. He was insignificant. Which also he is not. The jiva is 1/10,000 size of the tip of the hair. But because he was playing as a bhakta, he accepted that role and he was actually thinking in reality that I am 1/10,000 size of the tip of the hair. Therefore he could pray very feelingly, i.e. nandatuna chikita. Somehow or another I fall into this ocean of bhakti. Please Krishna pick me up. He could pray very feelingly because he understood his actual tiny size. So it's not although he was God, he was experiencing all these ecstasies. But because he was playing in perfection, the bhakta, an ordinary kid. So if we have that sincerity, as Mahaprabhu showed us, then revelation will come very quickly, one after another. Very quickly. So, as you see, we can either be completely satisfied and dependent on Krishna's mercy. We've got his service, what else do we need? I'm Nitya Krishna Das, I'm eternal servant, I got your service, I don't need anything else. And just be happy to go through your life serving Krishna, then it will come. Or you can also pray to Krishna out of separation. When am I? There are many songs in separation, it's not exactly demand. We're not demanding Krishna to show because that's against the devotional principles. But we're expressing our feelings how we want to see Krishna. I really want to see you, he said, George Harrison, I really want to see you. But it takes so long. Prabhupada said, no, it doesn't take so long. So if you're sincere, then it happens. So it's natural that we will also, in the beginning stage also, we will long to see, we wanted to see Krishna. So a little bit of mixture is there, maybe for our personal sense gratification. But anyway, we've got the service. If we can be satisfied with service, then we can go through life very simply. We don't need anything else. And Mahaprabhu will come to give his service. That is the Gauranga Nitya Seva, Hoiti Pikachu. And from this temple, service to Gauranga was spread all over the world. That's its greatness. And he's come to give his service. Through his service, you can express your devotion. You can express your love through service. It's natural. You want to see Krishna. How we can serve the Dham? Very good question. Chant Hare Krishna. This is the main seva. Gauranga Nitya Seva Hoiva Vikash means from this temple, service to Gauranga means mainly it's the chanting of Hare Krishna goes there. That goes all over the world. So the main Dham Seva, you can beautify the Dham, you can glorify the Dham, you can clean the Dham, you can offer prayers to the Dham. But better that you adopt the attitude of the Dham. The Dham attitude is Mahaprabhu's attitude. He is come in this avatar in Kali Yuga and here in this form of Chaitanya Krishna, in this form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's in the mood of giving. Relishing and giving. He has two desires. One is a selfish desire. He wants to taste. He wants to, what my devotees are experiencing. So he wanted to experience it. That is his own selfish desire. Another desire, simultaneously, he'll give that taste to everyone else. So he's in a mood of giving. Giving Krishna consciousness. So when the when he comes here to the Dham, when the predominating deity comes, then all of his devotees come with him, and the Dham comes with him, or before him, and they all take on the same mood as that predominating deity. And they're all in the mood of giving. This is Adhojya Dham. They want to give Krishna consciousness. This is Mahaprabhu wanted to give to everyone. So all the devotees take on this same mood, but they want to give Krishna consciousness. So this, if we can adopt this mood, this is the best. That we see how everybody is suffering. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that without the mercy of Panchatattva, they have invented, Navadvipa Dharma has invented and Panchatattva have invented to give this message to the living entities. And it's the only thing that can help the living entities. There's no other thing that can help living entities in Kali Yuga except the Harinam. It's the only thing that can help them. So he said that you see the living entities, they must have this knowledge of the holy name. They must chant Hare Krishna. Otherwise it's simply on the path of the repetition of birth and death. All the other yoga systems don't work. Nothing works in Kali Yuga. Vanashram doesn't work. The yoga doesn't work. Nobody can do it. Only the holy name works in Kali Yuga. So they have to have it. There's no other thing else that can help them. So this is what the Dham is doing. It's distributing the holy name. Jiva Daya, this is the main principle of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. He wants... Jiva Daya means mercy to all living entities. So this is how it's coming through the chanting of Hare Krishna. So all the devotees of the Lord and the devotees, they had this mood of wanting to give to everyone. The adhojya aspect, the magnanimity, mahabharanaya. They want to give to everyone. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if you actually develop a heartfelt compassion for all living entities, seeing that they need this message more than anything in the world, if you develop a heartfelt compassion to give this to everyone, at that very moment, he said, the yoga maya will remove the covering of the Dham. Then you'll actually see the splendor of the Dham and the reality. At that very moment. Why? Because you've got Dham consciousness. This is the consciousness of all the inhabitants here. The Dham, the devotees, the trees, the birds, the air, the kanga, the dust. They all have this mood of compassion. Let's want to give. So if you had developed that consciousness, that is sound consciousness. So immediately, the yoga curtain of yoga maya, proto maya, will lift the curtain and reveal the whole of the Dharma will be revealed. Simply by having this consciousness, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, or being compassionate, wanting to give. So this is real Dharma saver. The Dharma has come to serve all the living entities of Kali Yuga. So if we assist in this program, again, it's the same thing. What was the goal of life which is read about Bhaktivinoda? Is to serve the desire of the Lord. That's all. That should be our sole ambition. To serve. What is the desire of the Lord? It's not to play around in the groves of Vrindavan in this form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but it's to deliver all the living entities. So that that's very practical for us. To serve Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan is not practical. But this is very practical. And Bhaktisiddhanta himself went to Calcutta city. Otherwise he was seeing Pamsatattva, he would see Gaunipad, he was being manifested in several occasions, he describes it. The city went to such a hellish place as Calcutta. Why Jivadaya to? And he said, I'm serving the Holy Dharma. I'm not in Calcutta. Right? We're staying in our temple. And what we do here is we spread the glories of Navadvipa. So this is the best saver we can do. If we can develop heartfelt compassion and give people the message of Panchatattva and Kali Yuga, this is the best thing for others, best thing for you also. The Dharma will be revealed. Prabhupada ki samaveda bhaktavinda ki thai go premanandi.